Every day there are new reports about the private and public dealings of Bernard Kerik. The former New York police commissioner had his nomination to lead the Department of Homeland Security withdrawn last week. The White House says that happened after it learned that his nanny may have been in the country illegally. NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore says politicians should learn from the ordeal.
Before the latest White House nannygate crisis vanishes into the mist of Googledom, there is a serious lesson to be learned from the Bernie Kerik affair. It is, beware of the prospective nominee for whom the president has expressed his personal enthusiasm, because that person is unlikely to receive a vigorous security review. White House counsel and nominee for Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, who did the pre-nomination review of Kerik, knew, or should have known, that the New York City police commissioner was less than forthcoming about his past. In 2001, when the president gave him access to classified CIA and FBI information on terrorism, Kerik failed to fill out the required questionnaire. In 2003, he failed to supply a financial disclosure statement when he contracted to supervise training of police in Iraq. In the weeks before Kerik's nomination to head the Homeland Security Department was announced, Gonzalez had the job of ascertaining whether there were any skeletons in Kerik's closet that the White House should know about. With a little more determination, Gonzalez could have learned some of the things that are now making headlines. That Kerik had been involved in a construction company believed by New York authorities to have had ties with the mob. That he had reportedly conducted an extramarital affair in a rented apartment near Ground Zero. That he'd been the subject of an arrest warrant in a civil dispute over payment of condominium fees. And then, of course, there's the question of the nanny, who may have been an illegal immigrant, especially pertinent because Kerik, if confirmed, would have been responsible for immigration policy. Employment of household personnel has been a special focus of pre-nomination reviews since three cases, one in the first Bush administration, two in the Clinton administration, resulted in the embarrassing collapse of nominations. In the Bush administration, it was Linda Chavez, nominee for Labor Secretary. In the Clinton administration, it was Zoe Baird and Kimball Wood, nominees for Attorney General. At the time, President Clinton said, "Clearly, our review prior to selection failed to evaluate the issue completely." Well, clearly, Gonzalez's examination of Bernie Kerik failed to examine the issue completely, but who wants to grill a top cop for whom the president has developed admiration and affection ever since he conducted him through the smoking ruins of Ground Zero? This is Daniel Shore.